Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. And in this episode, I have Dusty here for a special interview. And this is my first time seeing him, so I hope it goes well. And without further ado, let's start the interview. So hello, Dusty.
Hello there, Eli.
How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you very much. Now that I've, now that I've got my hearing aid in properly and my hot water bottle next to me, my circulation doesn't work as well as it used to. But I'm here now and I'm very happy to be on your program. Thank you so much for inviting me onto your little wireless program. Eli, I'm very touched that you invite an old codger like me onto your show. You know, when I was about your age, Eli, we would sit around as a family around the settee and listen to the large RCA radio that my father kept in the corner of the room. And we would listen to the news. Sometimes we'd listen to a quiz show. But on the whole, it was a very wholesome experience. It's not really the same now, is it? With everyone with their iPods and their AirPods and their iPads. They were simpler times back then. But I'm very, very happy to be on your show now, Eli. Thank you. And thank you for allowing me to reminisce down memory lane.
I just asked how are you, not that. Next question. Are you ready for the interview?
Yes, ready as I'll ever be, I suppose. But I don't really know why anyone would want to listen to an old codger like me. But that's, I suppose, beside the point. I'm here now. Yes, let's get on with it.
True that, boy. Okay, great. The first question is, what is your favourite thing to do in your spare time?
In my spare time, I have lots of spare time now that I'm a retired person. These days, I like nothing more than sitting on my sofa, and these I guess it would be called a mid-century sofa now, which in fact I bought myself in the middle of the last century. I love to sit on my sofa and read a good book. That's what I like to do.
Oh, okay. What books?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think almost everything worth reading can probably be found in a Reader's Digest. Have you ever read a Reader's Digest, Eli?
Not sure what that is.
Well, it's a book. It's a periodical. And full of inspiring stories, short stories, wholesome stories, articles, summaries.
Okay, I get it. All right.
Articles about nutrition.
Okay, I've read a short
story. I read a great article the other day about avocados.
Okay, I don't care about avocados.
The benefits of avocados.
Be quiet, please.
I do enjoy a good smashed avocado.
Excuse me, sir. Please, no. Okay, excuse me. Okay. Yes, I have read a short story before. What is your favourite food?
Well, of course, these days, Eli, it's all soft foods on the orders of Dr. Nettleford. But I have been known on a Friday night to allow myself a little lemon sherbet or two.
Ooh, nice.
Provided that my dentures have been safely removed and put in the little denture bath that I keep next to my bed. Careful, of course, not to drop the sherbet in the bath, or I'll have sweet teeth in the morning. Not an entirely unpleasant experience, but probably not good in the long term.
Oh, well, gross. Do you have or have you ever had any pets?
Yes, I do. I have had pets. I think my favourite pet, of course, I was at one stage, Eli, what they call a pigeon fancier. Do you know what a pigeon fancier is?
Is a pigeon fancier a pigeon that's fancy?
A pigeon fancier is a keeper of pigeons.
I knew
racing
that.
Racing pigeons.
I totally knew that.
Me and the chappies would gather together on a Saturday morning and race our beloved pigeons. And, as it turns out, I had the fastest pigeon of them all, Eli, and his name was Speckled Tim.
Really? Speckled Tim?
Speckled Tim was his name. He was the younger cousin of the famous Speckled Jim. But that's another story. He was a beautiful bird, Eli, beautiful Speckled Tim. But then one day he met a beautiful dove and flew away, never to return, I'm afraid. And that was the end of me and my pigeon fancying days.
Good for you. How sad. Okay, I think I'm good.
You don't sound very sad. I was very sad at the time, Eli, but as Churchill said, it's the courage to continue that counts. So each day, that's what I do. I make myself a curried egg sandwich and just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Eli, it's important to keep going.
Yeah, yeah, we get it. All right. Well, have you ever had any other pets and whatever that thing was?
No, none that I particularly want to talk about. I don't like to talk about my other pets. Just the tragedy, really, of Speckled Tim.
Yeah.
Now, Eli, I don't mean to be rude, but it's almost time for my favourite show, A Current Affair with Tracy Grimshaw. But before I go, Eli, I would like to ask you one question.
Yeah?
If there's one thing that I've learnt in life, it's that life is short. Eli, what do you hope to have done by the time you reach my old age?
Well, how old are you?
You know, I was taught, Eli, as a youngster, that it was rude to ask someone their age.
Well... I'm
110.
Okay, you're... Oh my, get away from me. Okay. Well, when I reach 110, I don't think I'll be... But, okay, by the time I reach your age, I'm hoping I'll be, like, probably famous podcaster, guys. Click follow. Yes, I'll probably have my own good podcast. And so thanks, Dusty, for letting me interview you. I'll let you watch your whatever thingy that you're...
The current affair.
Okay, so thanks, Dusty, for letting me interview you. And guys, don't forget to follow, and more episodes coming soon. And thanks, Dusty, for letting me interview you.
Thank you. It's been... a real pleasure, and I do hope I get an invitation to come back on in the not-too-distant future. You never know what will happen.
Well, I might do an episode with you in the future. And so, yeah, thank you, guys. More episodes coming soon, and thanks for listening to this episode. Bye.